It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
A trending report, you guys.
Yeah.
We'll let you know what's going on around the world and here locally. Katie, what's going on?
Well, first of all, yesterday, because of the weather, maybe today, you might want to check if you have a flight coming in or out of DIA. 600 flights yesterday were delayed or canceled. So, again, something to just keep in mind if you have any flights coming in and out of the airport. And then good news about the weather is one of the closest ski areas to Denver and Fort Collins opens today. It's actually 8 days early than expected. Eldora is open at 9 a.m. You can hit the slopes up there. And then also Breckenridge and Loveland open for the season this weekend. So,
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh pow-pow, bro.
Exactly.
A lot of smoke of fatty. Right, get on a lift, man.
Hit the slopes.
Don't go skiing or boarding high or drunk, people.
I was just joking, bro. Relax.
Do you know what they do up there? That's kind of the whole point.
Thanks, Dad. I won't.
Yeah.
Oh,
with your sheepskin shirt on today.
I am so toasty.
We're both sheepskinned out
so
today.
Both of you are covered in sheep today.
I know. It's
I'm about to take this off. It's really hot.
Yeah. It was cold, so it was like all the layers this
Can
morning.
Can I shear you, Josh?
Yeah, man, do it.
Can I hold you over my knee and shear you?
Be a fun after the first show time, activity.
You're next, Katie.
Oh. I didn't know that was part of the plan. Okay. Stick with Josh.
Fun video today.
I call first.
He's much fluffier. Look at him.
Yeah. We'll post some pictures later of these two looking like sheep.
Getting sheared.
Oh, gosh.
You got anything
that's
else
going to be fun? Well, we do want to talk about the new thing that's going to be happening in 2025. Did you hear about this? You have to be hands-free when it comes to driving and your phone. We did touch on this yesterday about the new law that's going into effect, but they asked Coloradans if they did this already, and people were just happy to admit, oh, yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. Three out of the four Coloradans say they'll pick up their phone while driving if they get a call. 37% of Coloradans say that they'll grab their phone if they get a text. And 73% of people say they eat while driving.
Oh, all day long.
Me too.
So gross.
See, Josh doesn't. I do. You do. That's about
73%. If you roll through Chick-fil-A, Josh,
you're not going to eat that in the car?
The bag is sitting there in the passenger seat with the heat warmers on so it stays warm.
Yeah.
You've never done
Smart.
That?
Yes.
You reach your hand in there and get yourself a little waffle fry for the ride home?
I might be the only person in the world. I do not like their waffle fries, but...
Well... Insert your favorite food here.
No, I don't.
Just the French fry.
I would never do that.
Right.
No.
Just a fry in general?
No, not while I'm driving.
What does sheep eat?
Greasy fingers.
What does sheep eat?
Grass.
So if you had a bag of grass in that passenger
You know what?
Seat.
I'm diving in.
You did,
I'm not going to lie.
You guys got me. You guys got me. Let me get that Bermuda.
I drive and eat a lot.
I do too.
Okay, greasy fingers.
I know. I don't care.
I just got a new truck, and there is a rule right now that there is no eating in the car for at least a little while.
Yeah.
Especially with children,
you don't
want to
find
back.
The fry 6 months later.
I traded in my truck, my old one, and there was so much sticky stuff in the cup holders in the back. Like, I didn't even attempt it. I was like, I'm not even. This is next guy problem.
You get that for free.
it's your deal.
This is next guy problem.
Next guy
problem. Oh my gosh! I told you about how I ate fried chicken on my way home because I couldn't wait. So I am about this. I've eaten rotisserie chicken in my car, candy.
She's like
French
eggs
fries.
Benedict.
I don't care. Like it's just another place to eat. I think.
That
don't look at me like
I
that.
Don't know.
That should go in your Carfax, honestly.
Yeah.
On your car.
180,000 miles and four. Rotisserie chicken.
Yes. Has it been wrecked?
Meals.
Any wrecked? Any flood damage? Any fried chicken damage is what you're
saying. Maybe
show.
A couple.
Grease
you
damage.
You might found a couple crumblies from fried chicken under my seat. A
couple crumblies.
Ugh.
The good thing about your car, though, Katie, like, you know, with the winter and the blizzards, and you like going to the mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you were to roll down the side of a ravine,
oh, no.
You could survive for at least 2 to 3 weeks with all the
little
crumblies.
Little crumblies in my car.
All right.
She survived on little crumblies.
Time out, everybody. We just had Chris text in. He goes,
what?
I'm sitting here in my car eating a yogurt, texting you while driving in a snowstorm. ... Are you saying that's dangerous? Oh boy, Chris. Buddy.
Nah, it's only if you send us a selfie. That's when it gets
exactly.
a little
There dangerous. We go.
Send us a selfie, Chris. Prove it. I want you to prove it.
He's going
to
be on the side of the road.
That you're eating yogurt. First of all, who's eating yogurt in their car?
I can say of all the meals I've eaten in my car, I don't think yogurt's one of them.
That's, who is like, I got a hankering for a yogurt right
now?
Well,
that's why they invented Go-Gurt. Yogurt on the go.
Well, maybe he's eating a Go-Gurt. But can you see him standing there or sitting there with a thing of Noosa
That's a healthy choice, though, unless it's that pumpkin noosa. And that's just like
none of the noosa is healthy.
Yeah. Way too much sugar.
Speaking of food, I do have this that today is National Men Make Dinner Day. So, dudes, it is 8:40 in the morning. You are going to have plenty of time to plan a meal this evening for somebody special or your family. Men make dinner tonight.
Katie, what are you making?
Don't worry about me.
Okay. I know you're going to turn this back on me.
Tonight, I'm going to tell you, is a freaking nightmare in my house. We've got 2 piano lessons tonight. We have basketball practice, and I have a 2-hour-long HOA Zoom meeting tonight.
Oh.
And everything overlaps tonight.
Ugh. Ew.
And I have a client meeting after the show today. Tonight is going to be a Chick-fil-A night. Tonight.
Chris sent a selfie. He sent a selfie.
There he is.
He's crushing it. No spoon.
No spoon.
Oh, spoon and all. It's gone now. Okay, so he doesn't need
it. Is he just lapping it up?
Dove
like a
in
dog?
With his tongue.
Angela says, some guy eating yogurt in a car just ran into me.
That's funny.
Funny.
Oh, gosh.
Well, look at this. Funny. Speaking of eating and drinking in the car, Starbucks holiday menu is back. It drops today, rolling out nationwide, and the OG... The alumni, the peppermint mocha is coming back today. And that's the one I always go to a couple times per season. I don't care if I lose my man card. I'm the Vente Non-Fat Mocha No Whip.
Hey.
Oh,
thank you very much.
How do you feel ordering that?
And do you tilt your head to
like
the side?
Like you just did? Like a weak little man.
Did you go in your truck and drink that afterwards?
Hold on. Let's dissect this. Did I really turn my head to the side?
You sure did.
I think you put your hands behind your back, too.
You did.
What I meant to say is the Vente Non-Fat Mocha and hold that GD whip.
Black coffee.
Black. I'll take a black coffee. Hold the whip. That's what I meant to say. Shut up! I didn't turn my head.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Vente Non-Fat Mocha No Whip. You kind of have to.
You do.
Vente Non-Fat Mocha No Whip.
I'm so glad you noticed that too.
Oh my gosh!
Shut up! You're dressed like a sheep. The other big news coming from Starbucks today is their new Danish. It's the Turkey Sage Danish. It's a pastry filled with sausage and some sort of sauce. And sage.
That's kind of going to get me through the drive-thru, though.
That's going to get you right to the bathroom, yeah. I think. Your air fryer might be spying on you. This is the big news of the morning. I guess there's a few air fryer brands that actually make you connect to the internet or your Wi-Fi to use them. They're smart models. And they make you go through this whole sign-up thing where you get your name, your address, your birthday, your phone number, your social, everything under the sun. And then they turn around and send this information to third parties, and they say that it's making its way back to China, essentially.
Oh.
So they're going to spy on you via your air fryer.
Who's connecting their air fryer to Wi-Fi?
Probably the yogurt guy in his car.
Do you have to preheat your air fryers, though? Did I miss that step? Like, aren't they just supposed to go?
I think you're supposed to just let
them on.
It's just the little baby oven, right?
I've always heard let it kind of run baby for 3 minutes.
Yeah, the one I have, it has to preheat a little bit.
Preheat a little bit.
What?
The fancier ones preheat.
It doesn't go straight to 400 degrees,
Katie.
Oh, I
just put my stuff in there and go.
Like, she's like, my chicken's straight rubber, but man, it's good.
What kind of cheap air fryer do you have?
One that doesn't need preheating. Or
one that's not spying on you.
Yeah, exactly.
I just bought some air purifiers that wanted me to jump through a bunch of hoops and use Wi-Fi and everything. And I'm like, I'm turning it on.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
You don't need to tell me my filter's dirty. I have eyes.
My air fryer didn't sell my info to China. So
that's true.
Seriously. Let me pull up some audio I want to play for you guys because it's one of my girlfriends, Kristen Cavallari. She was on her podcast the other day talking about her new partner and what she's looking for when it comes to a new partner. I check 4 out of 5 in what she's looking for. Listen to this.
Okay, perfect guy for me. 44, successful, has 2 kids.
That's great.
Vasectomy.
Really?
So which one don't you check?
The other part of that I edited out and I just now noticed, it was 2 kids in college.
Okay.
But yeah. I checked the 44, mildly successful, 2 kids.
Humble, too.
And vasectomy. And they had to do my vasectomy 3 times because it kept growing back.
Oh, good
Lord.
You're like, Kristen, call me.
3 times.
Why'd you roll your eyes? The worst part is when they went in with the needle to numb it, and the needle like went and bent in half.
Oh, broke. Yes.
Yeah, I bet. Right. Super. Yeah, you're like the Hulk, buddy.
Right. Humble there. Brag,
yeah,
over
humble
here.
Humble brag.
Don't want to brag, but we went through like four or five needles.
They needed the extra long needle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, the needle was fine. They just kept bending. The longer would have been worse because it just went. Right.
Oh, my.
Three times, though, Katie. What else
but the
is
third
going
time's
on?
A charm. Good to
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Good seems to be know. Working. Oh, I got to tell you about this. Louis Vuitton is now selling designer dog houses. The whole thing is covered in tan and brown Louis Vuitton pattern that they use on their purses.
Yeah.
$60,000.
That's more than some houses.
$60,000.
I mean, it's a private house, but
I
still.
I was going to say, not
you can
not
get
in Colorado.
House.
That's
it's
more
still.
Than 2 months of rent.
Yeah, right?
That is. Why?
Well, if you got a fancy dog.
That's why I hate
you're my fancy
like,
dog.
Brand name stuff like that, because it's not like they're making better products. They slap the LV on there.
Yeah.
Go $60,000 right
oh,
there.
Oh, boy. And I do want to play you one more piece of audio, because I found this just to be so dang adorable this morning. There's a video of a little girl with a great laugh going viral. She's in some sort of promo video for a ceramics class or something, and a woman walks by and accidentally falls down, and this little girl in the background starts laughing. Listen to this. This is just make you happy?
Oh, you can't help but
that.
Laugh with that.
I am so happy. I'll give it to you one more time.
Yes. And then taking a context, she's laughing because somebody fell. And that
honestly,
makes it even better.
It sounds like me during my vasectomy, honestly.
It tickles.
Do it again.
No. Stop it. Stop it.
You can't help but laugh with that.
Isn't that the sweetest thing ever?
I want to make that my ringtone.
It's so cute. The whole video is on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
I love that laugh.
Which means, here's where you can find it. Facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh. You can see the video of the laughing girl and the link to the largest building in the shape of a chicken, you guys. This is stuff you need to click on. It's a hotel in the Philippines, 114 feet, 7 inches tall, and it looks like a big old chicken.
Bagok?
Katie wants to fry it up and eat it
I
in her car.
I do. Oh, little crumblies. I can't wait.
Little crumbly.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.